The two police officers killed on Waltham Park Road in St. Andrew Parish, Jamaica, Thursday evening have been identified. This is WAVS News. Constable Charles Stewart, Constable Jamari Gordon, were shot and killed by two gunmen at about 7:30 Thursday evening. Constable Stewart was attached to the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch. He's son of popular firearms instructor Charles Stewart Sr. Constable Gordon was attached to the Spanish Town Police. It is understood both lawmen who were off duty were at a business establishment at Waltham Park Road to resolve a matter concerning a stolen motor vehicle. The incident happened near a business place jointly operated by the two police officers. Still in news from Jamaica, Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Commander Alvin Gale, says a process is in place to account for the funds received through the government's Hurricane Melissa support portal.
The Financial Committee has oversight of those funds held in accounts. Once we are able to put together the needs assessment, put together the relevant recommendations, we then apply through that committee to the Ministry of Finance, who then authorizes the drawdown from the relevant accounts. And then it's thereafter that we apply the funding to treat the relief matters. So in no case is the ADPEM on its own volition spending DOJ funds.
Civil society groups have publicly questioned the process of accounting of the portal. Meanwhile, Jamaicans living in Barbados grateful for the outpouring of support from Barbados and countries in the region as the island begins to pick up the pieces in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. Kerri-Ann Darlington, who is from Portland Parish, spoke with Starcom Network News.
Most of my family live in Barbados, but the few that live in Jamaica is from Portland, and they're doing okay so far. They was able to help other people that didn't have current with generator to get their phone charge and other supply that they will help with. Also, I'm helping some friends that is here in Barbados with packing goods to carry to send back to Jamaica for.
Another resident who is from Kingston says her family is doing well.
I spoke to family back in Jamaica. Everyone is okay. We were not affected by the storm. However, there are a lot of help coming from various peoples from over the island and other countries. Yes, helping to maintain back the course of destruction that Melissa has done to us.
In Guyana, meanwhile, amid accusations by We Invest in Nation political party Azrudin Mohamed that President Irfan Ali appeared set to break his promise of cash grants before Christmas, the Guyanese leader on Thursday has lashed back. Stopping short of naming Mohamed, President Ali said in a scolding tone, "Guyana's economy is not a toy or a way of beating or stealing from the system." Dr. Ali cautioned Guyanese against being influenced by certain types of social media-driven content. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.